The population of the nine counties that ring San Francisco Bay is forecast to grow by some 2 million people over the next 25 years. But where are they going to live? That's the question that a team of regional government agencies is trying to answer in advance. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission is one of those bodies. They'll be hosting a second series of public workshops next week to review possibilities about where housing for these new residents might be located. John Goodwin is a spokesman for the MTC.
We're looking for guidance about how the Bay Area should grow over the next 25 years, because we are going to grow, but we want to make sure that we can grow in a way that is sustainable. We're actually obliged under state law to incorporate into this plan what is known as a sustainable community strategy.
The MTC and its partner agencies estimate that some 900,000 new housing units will be needed for those 2 million additional people. Sonoma County's anticipated share of the region's population growth is roughly 23%. But Goodwin says that will likely come a bit more slowly than in the bigger cities.
There are about 188,000 households now in Sonoma County, and that's projected to increase to a little bit more than 230,000 in the year 2035. So that 23% growth compares to a projected 34% increase for the entire Bay Area. The slowest growth is expected in Marin and Napa.
The public meetings being held throughout the North Bay next week are part of the process creating a document that will summarize the preferences and priorities of the region's citizenry. But it is also directed by state law to emphasize areas that are well served by public transportation. In Sonoma County, that means both buses and the future smart train.
The idea behind this is to concentrate as much of the development over the next generation as possible in areas that are already urbanized, especially along transit corridors, so that transit becomes a viable option for more people.
This new regional plan will lean heavily on existing general plans for local counties and cities, Goodwin says, as those documents already indicate where future housing growth is expected to go.
One of those is downtown Santa Rosa. That includes along Mendocino Avenue, north of downtown Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa Avenue, and also along the Sebastopol Road corridor. Some smaller priority development areas include downtown Petaluma, central Windsor, Cotati, and the southeast corner of Rohnert Park around the old Agilent plant.
Also on the list in Sonoma County are the downtown cores of Cloverdale and Sebastopol. As much as 95% of the new growth could go into areas that are already urbanized. But implementing that still requires making some potentially difficult policy decisions.
One choice is business as usual, perpetuating the post-World War II development patterns. Second is a planned future that allows for some continued expansion into green fields. Third choice is a more urban future. And the fourth choice is what we call most urban, the densest development pattern.
After Plan Bay Area is completed, and that's due to happen in the spring of 2013, then only development proposals that fit within it will be eligible for state and federal funding support. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.